Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Thanks for joining us today. Glad to have you with us. And today, we're going to kind of venture into conspiracy theory land. Now, with that, there's a couple things that I just want to say as a precursor to this. First, when it comes to conspiracy theories, just because somebody calls it a conspiracy theory does not mean it's not true. Now, I don't know, and I would encourage you to look this up, but the Mafia was believed to be a conspiracy theory up until the 1960s. And now, you know, we got the Godfather movies, we got all the different things, and everybody knows and understands. Everybody's still wondering where Jimmy Hoffa is. You know, he's probably in some concrete somewhere. But with that, we all understand now that that's true. But there was a point where people just didn't believe it. Nah, that can't be true. That can't be real. And so with this, part of what I'm wanting to talk about today, I like the TV show NCIS. And with that, especially when it started and, you know, it had Jethro Gibbs, and he had his rules, the Gibbs rules. Rule number 39 says this: there is no such thing as a coincidence. Now, with that, I do believe there are coincidences. Things happen. But when you begin to have a series of coincidences, you know, a coincidence is something that just kind of randomly happens, doesn't typically happen. But when coincidences kind of become a pattern, at that point, I don't think you're really dealing with a coincidence anymore. And there is so much today about the way things are dealt with and the way things are handled that the news media is approaching things completely on an individual basis in every situation. And if you would, it is the epitome of the phrase, we can't see the forest for the trees. We're examining this tree, we're examining that tree, we're examining this situation, this event, and being able to pull back and look at it and go, wow, this is not just a few trees here. This is a forest that we're dealing with. It is not individual coincidences. It's a forest. And so with this, that's a big part of what I'm wanting to talk about. And we need to be able to pull back every so often and look at that. Now, the first thing that I want to look at, it's a little bit late in the game for it, but at the same time, this past week, the Brooklyn Nets were eliminated from the playoffs. A team that was supposed to be so great when all these players were put together. But a little over a month ago, I believe it was, the mayor of New York City, as things were beginning to line up and it looked like, you know, the Brooklyn Nets were going to make the NBA play-in, the mayor of New York came out and said, because understand, one of the star players for the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving, was not allowed to play any home games because he chose not to get the vaccine. Now, I'm not getting into his choice. I'm talking about the politics of this situation. But the playoffs are coming. If Brooklyn has any hope of advancing in the playoffs, and as it turned out, they did win the play-in, and then the Boston Celtics eliminated them in a sweep this week. If they were going to have any hope, because a lot of people, even though they had such a rough year because of injuries and so forth, a lot of people were saying, oh, they could put it together and make a run, could even end up in the finals. Well, that went by the wayside. But the thing is, and my real point, is that the mayor, shortly before the end of the regular season, came out and had a press conference. He said, we are at a different point now in dealing with COVID, and it's time we make some changes. Now, I'm fine with that. The thing that to me, that again, Gibbs Rule 39, there is no such thing as a coincidence, is the change that needed to be made. The change that was made was entertainers or athletes who live and work in the city of New York were no longer restricted from working. Now, isn't it strange that COVID changed for athletes and entertainers, but not for everybody else? That restriction only, the lifting of the restriction only dealt with athletes and entertainers. That's all it dealt with. Nobody else. Again, that to me, you could call it a coincidence, but in this case, I think Rule 39 applies. There was no coincidence that the mayor lifted that. The NBA playoffs were coming. If the Brooklyn Nets did well, then that meant revenue for New York. And as a result of that, there was also a lot of political pressure. You know, the New York Knicks, unfortunately, I am a Knicks fan, and have suffered accordingly for the last, well, since the early 70s, largely. Did have a little bright spot there for a while. But the only hope for New York in the playoffs was the Brooklyn Nets. And so in New York, people were rooting for the Nets. This was a political move by the mayor. Ultimately, it had nothing to do with COVID and any changes. This had to do with the playoffs were coming. He was under political pressure to make it, but it's all under the guise of we're in a different spot now. But evidently, only in a different spot for athletes and entertainers. It's amazing to me. And again, if you look at the whole thing that's been going on for the last 2 years with COVID, there are so many things that do not match up. And it has been the most politicized illness or virus that has ever been in our country. And rules, regulations are largely more at the whim of people in power than really being based on science. Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
We're talking about applications of Gibbs Rule 39. There is no such thing as a coincidence. It comes from NCIS TV show. In this segment, I want to talk about an article that I just read. It's from Brent, and I'll spell his last name so I don't mispronounce it, Budowsky. And he writes for The Hill. And in this article, he basically says that a surge of popularity for President Biden is coming, and that it will be in advance of the November elections. You know, we're now in May, and so, you know, this is the fifth month, the beginning of the fifth month, and the elections are the beginning of the 11th month. So there's a six-month window here where things will be affected, where the election can be affected by events, by the news cycle. And in this, he says it's not getting ready to happen immediately, but before too long, there's probably going to be a surge of popularity. And he presents the case for it. Now, in that, I really have some concerns about what he thinks is a case for it, because a lot of the stuff that he says should be a plus is actually, to me, a negative in some of these things, because the handling of the whole situation with Russia and the Ukraine, he says that is a major plus. Well, ultimately, in my personal opinion, it was set up by the policies of closing the pipeline that happened on day one and gave, in a manner of speaking, us changing that and no longer being a energy independent nation, no longer supplying energy to other nations, but becoming dependent once again, that gave Russia, if you would, more money. In a sense, that policy helped fund Russia's attack. I mean, not directly, and you know, I understand that, but overall, it made it better. Now, and with this, let's just historically look at things. Joe Biden on foreign policy during the Obama administration, when they had Osama bin Laden in their sights, and they had to make the call on whether to take him out or not. Thank God, President Obama made the call to take him out. It is on record that Joe Biden opposed it. Joe Biden is extremely weak when it comes to foreign policy. He is extremely weak in dealing with things. Again, the last time that Russia invaded somewhere was the last time that Joe Biden was in the White House. So at that point, again, there is a trend here. Again, it's not just a coincidence. There is a trend. And with these things, this surge coming, is that just a coincidence that it's going to happen a couple months out in front of the midterm elections? Or especially since, you know, this gentleman is writing in this article that it's coming, then he can look like a prophet. The bottom line is, though, that unfortunately the media can decide, and unfortunately do decide, how they spin the stories. They actually can determine which stories they cover, which stories they do not. And at that point, for one of them to be predicting a surge, to me, that will not be a coincidence. That tells me that the message is going out. We have to begin to change how we're communicating these things. We have to change how we cover these things. And what I would encourage you to do is watch it and see. Watch it and see. Do things actually change, or does the coverage change? And at that point, the change in coverage, you know, actually a friend of mine gave me a book several years ago. I actually can't remember the name of the book, but it was on mass communication. And it was written by someone in it, and it was talking in mass communication. And they were really talking about how you change the mindset of the masses. And part of it was you just tweak certain words. You change the word that you use. One of the most recent things that I have observed on a large scale in that regard is we went from talking about immigration to migration. Well, in essence, and with that, referring to people coming into our country, they were migrants. Well, migrant workers follow the seasons and the work. immigrants move from one nation to another nation. But now they're both called migrants or migration. Migration, you know, like the birds fly south in the winter, they fly north in the spring. That is migration. Migration is a natural occurring thing. A lot of the immigration issues have been turned from immigration, which is a choice to move, to migration, to basically communicate that this is a natural occurring event and there's really nothing that we can do about, and that affects our policies. So again, just be looking out for a surge of popularity and examine and see why it is. Is it just a change in coverage? Is it a change in terminology? Or is it a change in circumstances? Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977, producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, we're back. And again, our overarching theme today is Gibbs Rule Number 39. It comes from the NCIS TV program. And Rule 39 is there's no such thing as a coincidence. And with this, kind of the can't see the forest for the trees, we're being instructed to look at each situation individually. Don't look at it collectively, because if you look at things collectively, you'll see a forest. You'll see a mass of information. But if you can just keep looking at every single situation, you can come up with explanations for that and miss what is happening. In this segment, I want to look at something else, and that is the continuing issue of open borders and a new Omicron variant that they say is coming and that is causing a spike of COVID-related illnesses. With this, again, going back to the surge of popularity that was being predicted for President Biden between now, they didn't say November, but in the next few months, there's supposed to be a surge. Is it a coincidence that that surge is coming? Is it a coincidence that they're projecting now there's a new Omicron variant that is coming, and it's going to be picking up steam? And at that point, it will again probably be in the next couple months. Looking at all of these things separately, you can look at it and go, that could happen. That could be. But when you begin to step back a little bit and look at all the trees collectively, you begin to see again that you have a forest. And with this, one of the things, as we talked about in the last segment, a book that I had read, and I need to get that. I'll give you all the name of that at some point here. Not today, but I will get that. I wasn't planning on using it. But the book talked about when you see subtle changes in media, and it was written from a media perspective, that subtle changes are how you change the thinking of the masses. And I mentioned the difference between immigration and migration. You see, with those subtle changes, and I noticed those a number of years ago, migration is a natural occurring event. Well, migration, again, kind of goes to the idea, we need to keep the borders open. This is a natural occurring event. Immigration is something, we need to control immigration. Migration, that's a natural thing. But you see, with this, it's amazing that as in the United States, the restrictions, the questions about COVID and so forth, as those have lessened, the inquiries at the border have actually increased. When COVID was really at its height, there was virtually no question about anybody coming in. Now, if they were blatantly sick, that was a different deal. But otherwise, it was like, oh no, we're not allowed to ask them these questions. Well, if we're not allowed to ask the question to somebody coming across the border, why are we allowed to ask the question of a citizen? And those things just don't match up. You see, at that point, there was a desire for people to come into the country. It was politically motivated, not a natural occurring event. And we have to understand there is no coincidence. We won't take the time today to get into the possibilities of why that was. But bottom line, whenever something is political in nature, when it's being driven by politics, that means it's being driven by the desire to stay in power. There's a difference between dealing with truth and, you know, you let the chips fall where they may, but there's a difference when you're tweaking things to make things work out right. Like we talked about in the first segment, the mayor of New York changing things right before the playoffs so Kyrie Irving could play. That's politics. That's not government or science. You know, the surge in popularity that's coming. Well, how can you anticipate events that aren't here yet? No, the only thing you could actually anticipate is how it's going to be covered and how it's going to be communicated. At that point, that's not science in a sense. It's not dealing with the facts. It is a political agenda. It's about staying in power. Same issue with the border. Those things are there. The new Omicron variant that's coming. And the bottom line is, according to science, when these things happen, the following variants that all come afterwards are always weaker. They can be more infectious. They can be more infectious and more people can get it. But it doesn't, according to the science, they don't pose the same threat as the initial because there have been levels of immunity that have been built up. And also, the variants are, by the virus, it's really being done so it can have a broader base of acceptance. So it mutates, it changes. In that, that causes it to weaken. All of these things are a part of a coincidence, or is it Rule 39? Stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Okay, we're back, and this is our final segment. Again, overarching theme is Gibbs Rule number 39. There's no such thing as a coincidence. In this, a lot of things we need to really look and see if it's based in truth or is it political. Political is it's designed just to stay in power. Now, again, a lot of people talk about, oh, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, again, as I stated at the very beginning, the mafia, up until the 60s, was considered to be nothing more than a conspiracy theory. It was not legit. It was wrong to talk about just because there was no way that was true. I think we have found out differently. Now, in this segment, I want to bring up Anthony Fauci, because not long ago, a judge ruled that the CDC's actions were not legal. Now, with that, it is interesting to see Fauci's response. Now, a lot of what I'm going to be reading to you is an article from Jacob Sullum that written for the New York Post. And in this, he quotes Dr. Fauci that he was surprised and disappointed by the ruling and expressed that this is a CDC issue. It's a CDC issue. And then a little later, he basically said he criticized the judge's approach and some of the reasoning. And he said that the court system had no business determining whether the CDC had complied with the law, because courts should not be involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. Well, there's just one little problem with that. When you set up a group as being without accountability, and ultimately what Dr. Fauci is saying is we should have no accountability. There, again, it shouldn't be a matter of review by the law. Did we do it legally? Did we do it properly? Did we do it appropriately? No, we shouldn't have to worry about those things. We should just be able to do what we think is best. Any group, I don't care who it is, you could turn it over to me in any area and say, oh, you just do what you want to do. You have no accountability. That's called a dictatorship. That is not a democracy. That is not a democratic republic. That is a dictatorship. That's basically what Dr. Fauci is advocating. The CDC should be able to say anything they want, make any decision they want about anything in America, and their word should not be questioned. And it should be complied with, should not be examined. I'm sorry, but you know, there's a reason that we have a civilian in charge of the military. We have a civilian in charge of the military because military people tend toward military action. And they don't always think about everything else. Well, we'll just go in there and we'll do this. All right, we need a civilian that, you know, they understand sending people's sons and daughters. They understand sending someone's husband or spouse, wife, into battle. They're more in touch with those things than somebody that's hunkered down somewhere just looking at intel. Now, those people need to have input, but we need to have somebody that has a broader perspective making the overall decision. The same thing is true with the CDC. They should not, as much as Fauci might think so, they should not be independent of all other organizations. They should not be independent of the law. I mean, ultimately, if you would, when we had the Revolutionary War, King George was independent of the law, and he could declare what he wanted, and he could enact it. To a large extent, Dr. Fauci is saying we should be able to act as kings. I should be able to decree it, the CDC should be able to decree it, and then people just have to accept it, because we have, as the kings would say, we have divine right because of who we are. And see, this is something I have said throughout all of this. One of the biggest issues confronting us during the last 2 years is that we are being told we should follow something because of who said it. No, that is a problem. We need to push to always have facts, to always have information, and there is no one that should be free from accountability. Again, is Fauci's statements on this just a coincidence and he's concerned about the welfare of people? And I'm not saying that he's not. But what I am saying, when you advocate any organization being without accountability, that is a warning sign. It is not a coincidence. And when you have a series of coincidences, let's just put it this way, the forest is growing. Join us again next time. God bless you.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.